Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. The Dagger. Flaw Skin. Mr. Del Negro on the beat. Good looking out. That's what it do. Jack up the beats, the album. The time has come for me to be the man that I'm supposed to be. Still ain't got a mini me, I've been to jail for felonies. I'm 27 black, educated, that's my good side. On the other hand, an alcoholic is a getting high. You wanna know why? It's too bad, I ain't got the time. But my life is in my music, so just follow my rhyme. It's just like Optimus Prime, but used to hide it in truck. My autobot, we ain't giving a fuck. And then I
transform,
protect myself from hating, that's a separate gun. But if you stay hidden, I won't even trip, I'll carry on. You're living in these fantasies, I'm sticking to reality. I ain't smiled in a while, dealing with the tragedy. Tried to help the victims. I what bitches do, what bitches do. I focus on my one woman now when she ain't you. So get a clue or something, bitches, get out my face. I come in first in any race, look, you can't even play. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up, before my hind. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up, before my hind. Respect is only given when you have it to give. If it's not for me, it's not for you, and that's how it is. I got no squares up in my circle, cause they not gonna fit. Hating niggas just like Devo, I'm like Craig with a brick. That's why I can't trip, cancel it. If I do, I'll fall behind.
No one's gonna give it to you.
Fuck it then, I'm taking my robbers, steal, loot and kill, pillage and plunder. Become a disrespectful brother, slap the shit out my mother.
Never that.
No matter how hard it gets, I got sense. I just have these kind of thoughts when shit be getting too tense. Gotta face the facts, I'm responsible for where I'm at. Looking back at shit I did, I should've never done that. Should've let the money stack and fit his college out the gate. Keep my mind on school and money, bitches can wait. I hope you niggas hear me, you can do your dirt and keep it clean. You niggas buying bitches, looking homo in your skinny jeans. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up, before my hinds. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up, before my hinds. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Up, gotta build my grind up before my hind. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up, gotta build my grind up before my hind. Will someone help me, please? Look, I'm praying on my knees. God knows what I need.
What?
He created weed, so I stay high. Cloud nine residents. The higher that I get, my other problems get irrelevant. My music is my evidence. I'm better than y'all. And every beat is scared of death, cause I'm killing them all. Off the
alcohol,
80 proof, plus I'm fizzing in the food.
Dagger's about to let loose.
I call it how I see it. You ain't gotta believe it. I make niggas stay sick. I'm still undefeated. My confidence,
respectable.
My lyrics,
they untouchable.
We superheroes fall together, new and proved incredible. I'm highly intellectual. My style is perpetual. I won't kill you, I'll just turn your body to a vegetable. I don't give a fuck out of luck if I stay stuck. So I'ma grind until I shine until the dagger times up. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up before my hinds. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up before my hinds. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up before my I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up, gotta build my grind up before my hinds up. Got a lot of shit I gotta do, and I let nobody stand in my way. Yeah, I mean, the Dagger, Flaw Skin, LA, all day. Once again, good look at that on the beat, Chopper. Yeah, I mean, Google Boy, Google up. My time's up.
There were whores in there?
Well, boys, you tell me. Those women that are going in there have had sexual relations outside of a marriage. And that is the Bible definition of a whore.
Whores!
Cool. Yeah, whores!
Hold on a second.
Now, I do appreciate your enthusiasm, boys. It's wonderful to see young boys interested in doing the Lord's work. But I think you might be a little bit off on the tone. You just watch me.
Whores, fornicators, the Lord commands you to repent.
See that? That's how it's done.
Whoa. Whores, hey, Beavis, I just thought of something.
Whores,
if there's whores in there, this must be a whorehouse.
Whores, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, a whorehouse.
A whorehouse.
Yeah. Now, I always thought there should be a whorehouse here. Yeah, cool.
Yes, yes, yes. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights, the Dagger, Bang Out Radio,
L.A., West Coast all day. Thanks for being here. I know you probably got a lot of better things to be doing, got a lot of other things you could be doing, a lot of the people you could be listening to probably could be asleep, depending on what time zone you're in. But if you're right here chilling with me tonight, thank you off top. We're going to get through this rest of this Wednesday and ride on through the rest of the week, because that's what we're going to do here on Hub Nights. Let me get all my business out the way first, as I always do, so all my callers that I already got with me, hold on with me, because, you know, I got to get my business out the way before my drink kick in and my drugs. And what am I sipping tonight? Now, tonight, I'm off of the, what is this? I got the Red Bull and the Bacardi Big Apple. So I'm going to see how I feel by the time this show goes by the end, because I'm about to be zooted. But shouts out to Topaz Lachey, always off top. Big boss lady herself, not big, sexy, but, you know, big is in status, you know what I mean, not stature. Big, doing big things right now, y'all. We got to remember the Music Awards coming at the end of the year. Make sure if you got to vote for your top artist, or if you haven't voted for your top artist, or you need to go vote for your top artist again, independent artist, make sure you check out the website, www.iaamawards.com. Go vote for your favorite artist, y'all, because voting will close in March. So make sure you get in there and get them in, because once it's shut down, then that's it. And we're going to see who wins when the award show come on, all right? Also, what else we got going on? I want to shout out the whole lineup, all right? We got Supreme, J Patton, Monday, Tuesdays, Grind Network. Make sure y'all check them out. Boys are doing real things. Of course, right here, Wednesday, West Coast. Wednesday's Hump Night. You got Me the Dagger. Thursday, Replay Thursday, Topaz Lachey. Bringing That Fire Friday, Topaz Lachey. Sexy Amanda G, Sexy Saturdays, all right? And you got the Dagger again on Slap Sundays, all right? So we got it lined up, and we're still going to add more shows. I heard Topaz looking for more hosts. So if you feel you can do this, fuck with her. But like I said, Bang Out Radio ain't out here on that bullshit. We ain't dealing with all that. So if that's what you want, keep it where you at, and we good, all right? Make sure if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, you press 1 to holler at me, or just sit back, listen, kick it, relax. Make sure if y'all need to get me an email, if you want to set up interviews, independent artists, you want to make sure you send me your music. Make sure I get all new music for either show. I will find a place to play your song. Trust me. And any song I get before the show will be one of the first in rotation the following show. So, like I said, I'm going to put y'all music out there. My word. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. So we're going to get into some new music that I got this week, all right? And then we're going to get back and get straight to the phone lines, because this week, usually I don't have a certain topic that I like to talk about, because like I said, I like to just talk about whatever possible, whatever comes to my mind. But we're going to talk about porn tonight, all right, for the next 2 hours. And we're going to talk about all aspects of porn and all angles of it. So we're going to get real deep into this and see what we can get into, all right? But right now, we're going to go right to my boy Springs, all right? Superstar, let's go.
Hello. I'd like to thank y'all for coming out tonight, man. We got another one. Good looking, Kenya. Let's get him.
She like crying on phone. She wanna reach that phone. She like what it do.
Rocking with a superstar. I'm from Philly, I run the state like a trooper, y'all. I'm so dapper, tell me what you know about it. You wanna get with me, let me show you how to go about it. Had confidence, you gotta be a five star. Cause I've been something special ever since we played my car. Back then, my brother got the best ones. No, I'm a little bit old, I just invest funds. Yeah, you bad, honey, but not bad enough. I'm used to selling for less, but shit, I had enough. Hey girl, you know what you mean to me. How about a trip to Belize just for the scenery? So plain and simple, your boy swagged out. Freaking fly a mile, got us all jet lagged out. So if you not on my level, there's no way in hell we'll make it out the ghetto.
She like crying on phone. She wanna reach that throne. She like what it do. Girl, I'm feeling you. Baby, got a body like that. She got a serious swag.
Take his girl, and I ain't boasting, it come with the game. If the tables was turned, but chill through the same. So, there's no need to feel bitter, cause right when I finish with it, then you'll get her. I'm a man of my words, and I promise. I also want the check to accompany the homage. I'm just trying to get rich off Ebonics. Name Springs, I'm a superstar, no comment. Nah, I don't spit, I just vibe it. And you can't just drop the hits, you gotta time it. Now, what I look like settling, cause tell me why I walk when I can be peddling. No, tell me what I look like settling, cause tell me why I walk when I can be peddling.
She'd
like, she like my no phone. She wanna be set for.
This song is dedicated to my daughter, Honey Janae.
If you don't know, her name's Karma.
Yeah. I can never imagine God would bless me to take care of this girl.
seeing two able-bodied young men just lollygagging.
Can you, like, shut up?
Say, what?
We're, like, waiting for this dude to, like, let us have his daughter's hand.
And I thought your generation had given up on being proper gentlemen. So which one of you is fixing to win the hand of this little lady?
Right here.
Me. Love triangle, huh? Well, I guess you two will have to tangle since you know she can't give her hand to both of you.
Yeah, but she's got two of them.
Jumping Jesus, son. A gal gives her hand to just one fella. Now let me give you boys a little tip. No one ever got anywhere just waiting around. When it comes to women, there's nothing wrong with being a little persistent. Damn it, boys, if you want that girl's hand, get off your keisters and go get it.
He's right, Beavis. We've waited long enough.
Her hand must be rested enough by now.
Yes. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger, Bang Out Radio, L.A. West Coast all day. Again, thanks for being here. We about to get into the phone lines right away because we all know what the subject is for tonight. But before I throw out the first topic of the subject, we're going to bring in people that want to come in real quick. Straight out the 313-8076. You got The Dagger. What it do?
Take off!
My man, Aston Martin, what it's doing, my nigga?
What it is, my nigga, shit, just cooling, bruh, you know what I'm saying, just tuning in to my bruh, you know what I'm saying, Dagger, you know what I'm saying, everybody that's on the line right now, you feel me, on the West Coast, make sure y'all go to that goddamn award show, vote for my nigga Dagger, you know what I'm saying, my nigga out here killing shit, I'm talking about murking shit, you feel me, I hope you go ahead and put that Rump remix on, you know what I'm saying,
I gotta save it, we gonna, that Slap Sundays, man, I got you, like I said, we got we gonna save it. We gotta say that word. Like I said, honestly, I never even played that track because I already knew I had that coming for it too. So I wanted to be able to introduce them both as like world premieres. Like, man, hold up, like bam and then bam, like because that's why I ain't even played it yet. I was holding that one. So we gonna do that world premiere this Sunday for sure. Don't even trip.
Already.
Yeah. All right. Let's see who else we got on the phone line. 314-0483. You got The Dagger. What it do?
What it do, dawg? This your boy Mystery, dawg.
Mystery, boy, how you doing, man? Hey, holler at you in a minute, man. What you been? You been in the studio, huh? You been doing your work? You getting shit handled?
Man, you know how I do it, man. I'm always grinding every day, man.
Got to. I understand it. Actually,
what up, Ashton, dawg?
Well, I always
what's
that,
bro?
Yeah, exactly. What I got to do, I forgot to say, Ashton. Again, for those that don't know who you are, like I said, every time my peoples come through, y'all gotta let people know where they can find y'all. Get that out real quick. And Mystery, you right up next. Go ahead, Ashton. Let them know.
Oh, yeah, shit, I mean, man, hey, check me out on facebook.com/TheRealAshtonMartin, you know what I'm saying, hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/AshtonMartin313, oh, man, I got so much motherfucking shit popping, man, I'm talking about, man, hey, look, check this out, hit me up on tsammgmt.com, that's one of the official websites my manager got up, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Tanisha Sam. You feel me? Hey, just go on my Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Check out my new trailer that I got, you know what I'm saying, for my Dolo clothing line, you know what I'm saying? It's like a trailer for the new video for I Know Somebody that I got coming out, you know what I'm saying? Release date January 27th, man. You feel me? I'm just trying to murk the game, man. 2012. Take out.
There it is. Mystery, let them know.
All right, get at your boy, shit, Mystery Production on Facebook. Shit, get at your boy. Just Google Mystery 314 STL and everything will pop up for you all day.
Yeah, y'all make sure y'all listen out.
Yeah, after man, I need to do a cut with you, dog. You know I produced and shit, man.
Okay, for sure. Hey, shit, actually, man, you got your pen on handy right now?
You got your pen on handy right
now?
Go
ahead, spit that.
Yeah, there it is. Let them know real quick. Go ahead.
All right, it's Tanisha Sam. At ymail.com. That's TanishaSam at ymail.com. And just that's my manager right there. I'ma let her know, you know what I'm saying, I spoke to you today. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna let her know, you know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and schedule that, put that in the books, you feel me? And let's make it happen. ASAP.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that'll work, my dude. Shit, we on it.
Straight out the 405 real quick. 848461. You got Dagger, what it do?
What's it good, man?
What it do, my nigga Mac, my nigga J Mac, the original enforcer, straight out the Mad Fan crew out of Oakland, California. What's going down with you, bro?
Man, I'm super chilling, man.
Stupid chilling, nigga. What you off of, nigga?
What you doing,
man? What you off of, my nigga?
I'm off this, man, I don't know what you want to call this. It's intergalactic mojo sauce. Like, I don't know what you want to call it.
You just created some shit, huh? Those are the best drinks.
A little bit of ganger. I'm just saying. I'm good, man.
That's good. So, yeah, you know. Man, I'm over here, man, doing what I got to do, man. Like I said, I'm talking to real artists, man. I'm keeping myself sane.
Chilling.
You know how crazy
I was surfing the internet. I heard the subject was porn. I was like, oh, I'm on this. I want to play with tomorrow.
we go get it. Hold on. I got one more call to bring in. Hold on. Straight out the 407-4141. You got Dagger. What it do?
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to shout out to that woman, Ashton. And
okay.
If y'all want to pick. Y'all can play one of his songs, Hold Me Down, put that on.
Oh, yeah, that's gonna definitely get put in rotation. Now, you gonna stay for the porn talk, or you just going to run in and out real quick?
Because
the female's opinion is always, always appreciated, especially on this subject.
Well, I'll let the decision up to the guys that are here, I guess.
What you mean the guys? They don't got, this is my show. I don't care what you mean. It's up to me. Like, you talking
because,
to my
because
show.
Because, you know, when it's a girl versus the guys, it's always repeated. You know that when it comes
no,
to
it's
that
not,
talk.
No, it's not, this isn't a versus. No, this isn't a versus thing. We're just going to have a discussion. You know what I mean? Ain't no versus. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. And then me personally, I don't judge anybody. Like I said, anybody can do what they want to do. As long as you ain't messing with me, my family, or my check, I don't care what you do. That's just how I feel. So you gonna hang out there, or you gonna leave?
I'll hang out. I hang out.
Thank you. Now, and your name again? Because I gotta make sure I address you properly.
Shorty.
Shorty?
That's all I need to know. Just Shorty. Well.
Okay, well, that's fine. I can work with Shorty. That'll work with me. Now, let me hold on. I gotta go to which aspect of this do I even want to start with? Now. Let's just go with this. What type of porn is people watching? We're going to go down the list. Ashton, when you do glance at some booty, is it just basic, just like, just black on black? Or, I mean, do you got some specific shit you like to watch?
Hey, man, I like black on exotics. You know what I mean? That's what I fuck with. That's what the real Ashton Martin fuck with. You know what I mean? Hey, anybody out there that want to say that they don't watch porn, nigga, fuck you, nigga. You know that you watch this shit, too, goddamn it. Be a real nigga, goddamn it.
Hey, I'm going to keep it 100. When I search for porn, I put in MILF.
MILF? Oh, you like the older
Okay,
the
cougar. I'll just say.
MILF.
What you be watching?
That's just my preference, you feel me?
I ain't gonna stun. I type in deep throat.
The what?
I type in deep throat.
The bitches with no gag reflex. Okay, that works.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Wow.
Now, Shorty,
I can't find one yet. Shit.
Shorty, because we know girls watch porn too, so I know you're not gonna lie to me and say you don't, right?
Well, you know, we have to plead the fifth on that one.
Are we serious? Come on, we can't do that here. See, Shorty, we honest here. It's okay. Like I said, you're not being judged by anybody. What kind
girls
of porn
like
do you like to
see,
watch? When you do watch,
girls like to see a lot of sensitivity.
Interracial.
You said sensitivity.
You know, I mean, interracial. That's it.
Okay. So now that we got into what y'all like, see, I'm gonna have to explain the type of shit that I watch, because like I said, I don't watch that basic shit. So I'm gonna get into these two tracks real quick, so people say we don't talk too much, and then we gonna get back. And then I don't want y'all to judge me, but I'm explaining to y'all the shit that I be watching. All right. So we gonna get into this Miss Nearest, since we on the sex tip pack featuring Pac 10. Let's hit it in the morning.
Good morning, baby.
Oh, so you up, huh? What's that? Come here.
I gotta go somewhere.
Man, come here. Let me show you something.
No, you always say that.
Yeah.
on, etc. A fetish chasing acres that's greener than your asparagus. Lately I've been dreaming, I'm running away from bed. So I'm cautious on the phone, watching every word I said. And I'm picking with my friends, working harder with my pen. Yeah, this money's on my mind, but this time is on my head. And I don't know who to trust, a small circle is a must. So I'm patient with these fucks, I know I bust off with this lead. Innovative with my thoughts and educative with my words. Make your money in the hood, and then you move out to the birds. Never cop the first plea, take your time and get adjourned. Cause these crackers playing games with niggas' life with no concern.
When I spread my wings, I'ma fly. Keep on talking cause it lets me know how good I got it. Watch how fast I go and drop this. And I ain't even worried cause nothing you can do about it. Do about it, do about it.
Revenge is best handed to haters through my success. With that said, I'm blessed. Through this talent I give my best. Forgive them for they speak fluent with foolishness like the rest. Crabs in the bucket, played in the sand, but they found a guest. Such finesse, the living truth in the flesh. Work ethic on some bipartisan shit, legend and nothing less. Keep my faith in God throughout the struggles. I know my time is due. AM is the name, deuce is wild as the army to salute. Forgiving for my arrogance, executing my high pursuit. Modify my circle and narrow down to selected few. The only thing that bothers me, my family's still in poverty. But that I give it all. If it's my biography, my back against the wall. Yeah, I know I get a lot in me. I went against the grain, very things, it ain't a robbery. I feel attention building, women dripping out erotically. Cause just when they anticipate them, can't escape them. This is prophecy.
When I spread my wings, I'ma fly.
When I spread my wings,
even though they hit me down for some time, they won't.
Else. I guess it's gonna be another trophy up on the shelf. Why you screaming? I guess it's something I'm exercising like it was demons. You play your games, get caught, and then you say you learn. But see, when you play with fire, girl, you get burned. And I'm a straight torch. My heart is not a walk on and off like a porch. I remember when you told me you loved me up under arch. And now I'm permanent pressed out with no starch. But ain't you 30 something? But now I see the one thing you always frontin'. You told my mama you love me and it's love that you wantin'. But now I'm feeling disgusted. I'm finna push the button. Your love is limited. It only came around once a month like a period. You think I'm playing? Hell no, girl, I'm serious. You only jumped in the water just because you're curious. Damn, you straight grinding. I told you one time all it takes, so please don't try me. You got the dick, now you whip, now you right behind me. She suck me up anytime I want, let it slime me. Dog, on my mind, I ain't lying. Cause if I'm lying, then I'm flying. Ain't no need for trying. Cause all the wheel tickets she selling, I just wouldn't buy. Cause after all the lying and trying, I felt like dying.
I'm on my way.
I know you feel me. Can't call a heart home when it feels so empty. Wanna give a person your all cause it sounded tempting. But now I caught your ass up and now you say I'm tripping.
Damn.
I'm about to end it. Couple of my new and old chicks might feel offended. Must keep it 200 at all times. Like Optimus Prime, yeah, I transform when I rhyme.
Martin, hanging, chilling, still with your boy, the mystery. We still good? Still in the building?
Yeah, I'm in the building. I ain't got a drop call.
Okay, making sure. The Ashton, you still good?
Take off.
There he is, my man. My nigga Matt, we still got the connection. We still good?
Yo, I'm in the building.
My nigga still here for sure. And Miss Shorty, Miss Plead the Fifth, we still good?
Yes, sir. Here I am.
All right, for sure. Now we're going to bring it. We got two more. We're going to bring it real quick. Hold on. Out the 313-0610, you got Dagger. What it do?
Hey, this is Mama Ashton Martin calling in.
Mama
I ain't got no comment on. I have no comment on y'all conversation because that's too X-rated for me.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
I just called in to request some of Ashton's music, and that was kind of hot right there. By who is that, Mystery or whatever?
Yes, man, that's my man Mystery right there. We play. I make sure because when my peoples come through, I make sure to play their music either while they're here or as soon as their stuff get requested. Because I mean, if people's fuck, if, you know, people come and chill with me, then I want to make sure that I take care of them first. So I mean, we took care of both of my people because they ain't here chilling. And yeah, that was that Ashton Martin Hold Me Down featuring D-Ray. That shit was knocking. That's always over here on West Good Wednesdays. And then my man Mystery Ready for Love on the beats and everything. It's just, this opens up my eyes to like chill type music because I was on different type of music, but I'm thankful for all this.
Thank
okay.
you, Mama Martin. I appreciate that.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
I appreciate that.
All right, Mama Martin. Talk to you later.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's dope. But straight out the 702, 1947. You got the dagger. What it do?
You know who the fuck it is. What it do, Blog Talk Radio?
Hey, what's going down, Pippin? What's going on with you, man?
Hey, man. What's going on, brother?
Man, just sitting there chilling, getting into all kind of conversations, about to get into the grimy gutterness of things. What's going on your end of things?
Yeah, man. I must have missed the beginning. I was out doing my thing, but, you know, I'm back now. What's cracking? I hear everybody on the show. What y'all doing? What's cracking with y'all?
Oh, we chilling, dog. We chilling. Shit.
Yeah, we chilling.
You ain't too late.
but now here we go. Now my type of porn. Now see, I don't watch porn really for the like thrill of it. What I watch porn for is for the entertainment value, and I also try to track down girls that I know that, you know what I mean. I try to find them out there because I know they be out there. So wait, hold on. Before I see, hold on. 646-2044. You got Dagger. What it do?
What's good, Dagger? How you doing, this Lion?
The Lion checking in as well. Oh, shit, we got a full roster. Damn, niggas talk about porn, all the homies show up. Like, see, y'all.
I just talked to
Nah, but it's all good, though. We in here chilling. But here we go now. Now, let me put y'all up on this. If you ain't heard about these two websites, then y'all need to go check this shit out. Because this is the shit that I be watching. And like I said, this is what I watch because I need porn that entertains me. I need to be – because I've seen people fucking, and I've been fucking for the longest. You know what I mean? So watching two people fuck ain't nothing real major. It's like, okay, she bob, woo-woo, or whatever. But, you know, I need something entertaining, something more than that. So the first one I'm going to talk about is the Bang Bus. And I'm going to talk about it because I watch it. Now, before I explain what the Bang Bus is, like I said, I promote it because I watch it, so I don't care. They don't got to pay me for this. I like this shit, so I'm going to get as many people to watch this shit as possible. Now, for those that don't know what the Bang Bus is, here's the scenario. Let me break it down. You got three guys, you got a driver, you got the dude with the camera, and you got the dude in the back. Now, the dude in the back is always the dude that be getting the fucking off. So that's the nigga in the back is the one you got to watch. So, hold on. Now.
The dude in the back. Hey, the opposite is to be the dude in the back, dog.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm getting across. Now these guys are based out of Florida. Now these guys are driving around in a van. Now the type of van we're talking about? We're talking about y'all like the minivan, but it has it's like one of those minivans where you're trying to transport shit. Like there's a back seat, but there's no mid seat. You know what I mean? The whole middle part is open, and there's two seats in the front. So you just got like two front seats and a back row that's a seat, and then just open space on the floor, right? So that's what they got. Now these motherfuckers is driving around, and what they do is they just pull up on girls walking. They just be testing. They go to the malls. They go here. They go there. They just pull up on people like, hey, what's up? We would try to catch that one straggler. That's awesome. Where they be pulling bitches off of bus stops, you know, motherfuckers selling oranges. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck, right? And also keep in mind, these is white people. And y'all know white people be on some funny shit. This is why I watch this shit. It's not on no interracial shit. It's on some funny shit. I need to be entertained.
Right.
So they find one bitch. The one guy starts talking to her, whatever, woo-woo. You need a ride? It's always some shit like, you need a ride, or we need directions, or do you want to come and hang with us? And basically it boils down to, like, we're film students. That explains the camera. And also we'll give you like $20 to answer like 20 questions or whatever. And then all these dumb bitches, okay, yeah, listen, you'll take me where I need to go? Yeah, we'll take you. Come on, get in. And then they get in the van, and then now they're in the van. Now, this is where the funny shit comes, because now these niggas is doing these faulty-ass, like little baby interviews and shit, trying to get all these questions, like, boyfriend, what's your favorite position, all kind of shit, just getting these bitches to talk. But eventually, you know, the questions come out, and he's like, so let's just see your titties. How much for that? And then you start breaking off the money, like, and then, of course, oh, here you go. And then, yeah, I don't care. It's okay. Yeah, let me see your butt. Oh, she pulled down the jeans. So how you feel right now? You want to do something? Like, but it's like, and it's the fast forward, so they take the bitch. Now, also keep in mind, I love the white boys because what they also do is that while the dude in the back is taking it down, and then, you know, of course they're dogging the bitch, like, hey, how you feel getting fucked by a stranger? Of course, once it's on the pop, and they be saying all kind of shit in there and everything. And they take the money out the bitch's pocket, purse, wherever she takes it. They take their money back while she fucking or whatever, and then take their money back, put their money back in their pockets. And then the funniest thing about the whole thing is towards the end, when it's all over, they cut to the end scene after they bust all on the bitch face and everything and all that. Then you see them go somewhere like a river. They go somewhere like the gas station. They go just on some deserted street or something. And then the bitch just be like, I got to go to the bathroom. Or they find some way to get the bitch out of the van. And then just drop that bitch off in the middle of nowhere and pull off. And every time, no matter how many times I see that shit never gets unfunny. Like, because every time they switch it up somehow. So I've seen. So, bitch, you just got picked up, fucked, skied it all on, got your money taken back. And then you got dropped off in the middle of nowhere, and you just asked out. I love this shit because they get all kind of white girls. There was a black girl in there once. Like I said, they have different people that are in it. This is like one of the top websites right now. So if you don't know about it, y'all need to go check out www.bangbus.com. Like I said, that's for free. I'm giving out y'all free entertainment right now. You need to go see that.
I'm going to wear that shit right now as we speak.
Because that shit is crazy. Like I said, no matter how many times you see, and then they got different scenes. Like they go down to Mexico and they fuck with some Spanish because the dude speaks Spanish. So it also helps to be bilingual. If this is a business you want to get into, because you need to talk to this, because Spanish bitches is even more freaks than a lot of people. So y'all.
They need the money more.
So that's the one website. Like I said, that ain't even the worst one, y'all. So I'm going to get into this KD Good For Me real quick, and then I'm going to tell y'all about the other website because the other one's even worse, but it's better, but it's worse.
Hey,
so, yo. Yo. What's up, bro?
Hi, this is the Lion, and I'm checking out. Y'all already know. Google me, Lion's Music, LionzMuzik. I just got to get
Lion
to work. I was just checking up, man.
Yes, sir. Anytime, man. Like I said, we'll catch you probably on Slap Sundays, man. Anytime. I'm right here.
Definitely, definitely. Yo, everyone have a good night, man. Hustle hard, grind hard, reach for your dreams, man.
Yes, sir.
All right.
There it is, y'all. We're going to get to this KD. Good For Me.
some turbo button, 458, engine running, LA so sunny, I'm so young money, and that bass in the trunk got this bitch bumping, that's my shit, don't give none, playing loud to the top of the world for me, I fear none, ride to the top coming, color coupe seats honey, I went front rack to a wrist, glitter car six, rooms in the crib, okay, I did, walk your ass right in, girl leave in a minute, ever had sex on the sand, I guarantee this'll be the ride of your life, round the world, do it all in one night, most of them girls are playing and never wife, but it's something about you that I like, that I like.
And I probably wouldn't have been much good at it.
Ah! That's it. That kid is out of here. Hey, there's another note. Glenn, this is your child. Next time, wear a condom, Oh, that's the note from earlier. I need a file cabinet.
Yeah, we're back. West Coast Wednesdays. Hub Nice, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. Remember, if you want to jump in the conversation, 661-621-7559. Press 1 to holler at me. Make sure if you want to get it, the emails, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. That's the way you get in contact with me. All right, simple, easy. Ashton Martin, still in the building.
Take out!
There he is. The mystery, all good, still connected.
Yes, sir. Hey, I need to get, do you have the information on old girl? The first song you played?
Nira? Yeah, I got you. I'll make sure to get that to you. Just actually, like I said, because I'm not going to remember, because like I said, my drink's starting to kick in and everything, so just shoot me an email saying Miss Nira, and then I'll reply with the info and everything. I'll make sure I get that to you.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir. My nigga Mac, still good? Still connected? You ain't...
Bro, I'm smoking like a motherfucker, bro.
Pass that shit.
Yes, sir. Down the line. Oh, wait. 407-4141, Shorty?
Yep.
Still here. Okay, just making sure. And another straight out to 313-0610. Oh, wait, no, that's Mama. Hold on, Mama. No, Mama's still chilling.
Martin.
Wait, hold on.
Hold up.
I need to stop drinking. But anyway. But all right, y'all. But just another thing about the other website also. Like I said, it's just really funny it never gets unfunny watching somebody leave somebody. Because y'all remember how you used to do that shit? Like, think about, like, when you got a car, you know, you, the homie trying to get in, somebody trying to, you pull up a little bit, like, you know, you fuck with somebody, but nah, literally, like, pulling off and leaving them. That shit is just never gets unfunny. Like, I can't stress that.
I got to say this, though. You know what's getting really, like, disturbing me, though, with the porn?
What's up?
How they turning, like, all our cartoons that we used to watch growing up into porn. Like, that's
no, I like
stuff.
That. Like, I'm sorry.
Like,
I think I like
Scooby-Doo
that.
Scooby-Doo and, like, the Jetsons and...
Yeah, I've been seeing George Jetson fuck Judy, so hey.
It's
a
mean, like, come on now, like 20 years from now, they ain't gonna have no SpongeBob porn, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, they
like,
are.
Like,
I might be high, but nah,
you can go find some SpongeBob porn right now. I bet if I can find SpongeBob fucking something. I bet
man,
you. Like, But here goes the other website. Now, again, don't judge me. Like I said, I watch this type of shit for purely entertainment purposes, and this because it's funny to me. Now, here's another one: www.ghettogaggers.com. Now, this I spread the word because if you're gonna watch porn, you might as well sit and laugh and enjoy some funny shit. Because like I said, I know people are getting tired of just your basic everyday porn. I know y'all getting tired of that shit, so I'm trying to give y'all some shit to watch. Now, let me explain this. Of course, again, it's not an interracial thing. These are white guys fucking with black girls, but it's not an interracial thing. What it is the fact that white people do the funny shit that makes me laugh. That's why I watch it. And what's also funny is the fact that it's the black girls that's allowing this shit to go down. So I don't have no respect or even care. It's just funny as fuck to me because it's like, you dumb bitch. Uh-huh. But okay, let me explain. Now, first of all, every little episode of this shit starts off with the black girl sitting on the couch, like, and they give her a little interview. And this is always so funny to me. Like, the shit that comes out of some of these bitches' mouths is just so hilarious to me. Like, so what school did you go to? They're asking all that, and these bitches just answering. Did I went to here? Well, you got a boyfriend? Yeah. Well, what do you think he would think? How you think he would feel if he saw what you're doing right now? Oh, he wouldn't like it. Oh, you think? Like, duh. Like, I mean, what the fuck? Like, you dumb bitch. So why are you doing it? Because I mean, I just want to try something new. I want to, and this is why I can't trust bitches. This is why I just don't trust people. Because you know how many times I hear that as well. You know, like I said, I don't watch porn as much as I used to. But when I did used to be on it, like, oh, look at this shit. You know how many times a bitch was like, I got a boyfriend, I got somebody here, I got somebody there, and just didn't care. And this is the This is why I don't trust girls, because like I said, that money talks sometimes. Depending on a girl's situation, that money talks. But like I said, let me get back to what these people are talking about. Now, with these white boys, the whole point of it is just total, like, domination. And let me say it in this way. It's just that these motherfuckers be slapping these girls, and I mean slapping them. Like, pow, pow, pow. Like, and then it's funny because the cameraman is the funniest white boy of them all, because he be the one like, yo, slap that bitch, pow, slap her again, pow, pow, pow. Like, yeah, get that, like, that shit. But they really, like, literally dog the bitches. Like, and like I said, I don't know why it's funny to me, like, literally choke them. They got a dog bowl, because the whole point is, like, this is why I call it ghetto gagging, because the whole point is to get these bitches, like, they be ghetto. I mean, I'm trying to, like, they grip, let me explain. Like, she be trying to, like, they when they fuck the bitch, I'm trying to make sure y'all see what, I'm trying to paint the picture for y'all till y'all go look at it yourselves. I'm trying to explain. But, just basically think, like, if you really face fuck the girl, but, like, literally really face fucking, like, these motherfuckers, like, they put their hand under the bitch chin and the other hand on top of the bitch head so she can't move, and literally, like, da-da-da. And y'all know how white people fuck. They be on that jackrabbit shit. So they is literally tagging the shit out there. But the point is, these bitches be, like, it's ghetto gagging. So they be getting these bitches to, like, throw up. Some of them be puking up and shit. And then they be like, look at all them ham hocks right there. What would you eat, McDonald's? They be talking shit. It's funny. It's hilarious. These motherfuckers, the bitch throws up in the, and the bitch may puke and this shit. Like, and they got a dog bowl that says, like, stupid whore on the side of it. They make the girl, like, when she throws up in the dog bowl, then they make the bitch lick it up or whatever. I mean, I know it might sound sick, but you gotta see it. It's one of those things where it's like, it's funny. I can't explain it to you because it's, or maybe I'm just crazy. Maybe it's just me. Maybe y'all might not like this shit. Maybe it's just me. But I was watching one today, earlier, and the motherfucker. The bitch was from the Navy, so they, she was like, yeah, I was a sergeant. They was like, she was sucking a dick, and the other dude was had her, had his foot on the back of the bitch head, like literally his foot with the boot on. Like, had it on the back of that bitch head while she was giving the other dude head. And the dude behind the camera was like, no, let's get a salute. She was up there saluting, like, yes, sir, saluting. It was hilarious. Hilarious.
Is that disrespectful?
It don't get no funnier than this, y'all. It don't get no funnier than this whole time. And this is one of the bitches I was talking about. Like, she was also like, you got a boyfriend? You love him? Yeah. Say that with your dick in your mouth. Tell your boyfriend you love him with a dick in your mouth. A little dude. Like, you dumb bitch. Like, come on.
But they got those in reverse, where, you know what I'm saying, the white boy, like, the dominant black woman or whatever, and then they want him to, her to sit there and tell how small he is and stuff and force him to get with her boyfriend, you know? So they want to do, they actually bisexual, actually gay.
And yeah, and that's even some, and that's reverse. Even worse. But it's just so,
it's funny, though, because, you know,
it's just interesting to me. To see what these bitches will go through. Because, like I said, it's not just regular bitches that they get, y'all. Like I said, they had the one, the dude was bending over with his ass cheeks out, and the bitch was licking the nigga ass, the white boy ass, like all tongue deep in that white boy shit. Like, that's nasty. Those are the parts I fast forward through a little bit. But at the same time, you got a black girl that's willing to do that shit and just go crazy. Like I said, they choke them, like literally choke. They shove their hands down the bitch. So I don't know if it's just me. But
bitches do like getting choked, though.
But I think it's like a domination thing. Like I said, there was a time when a bitch was giving me head and she tried to go for that shit and it didn't work and she like literally threw up on my shit too. Now at that time, I didn't like it, but I instantly thought of this shit though. Right now, if I was getting paid to make a bitch throw up and do all that shit and go all out and like just don't care total, just don't give a fuck about a bitch,
hey,
you best believe I'd be tagging the shit out of all that shit. Like,
have you ever had a bitch pass out while she was doing it?
Pass out? Now, pass out from exhaustion or pass out from just being, like, totally fucked up?
Pass out from, like, being fucked up and not breathing.
Not breathing, wow. Like, no, I ain't ever fucked a bitch to death. I ain't that good, I guess. Like, damn, nigga.
No,
like,
no. I'm just saying, no, like, why she giving you head, though? I'm just saying, she was just going ham and then just... He wasn't breathing right, and that shit was fucked up.
Like I said, ladies, shout out to the ladies real quick. You can't suck dick with a clogged nose because you need to breathe through your nose to get the air going through and everything like that. Like I said, you don't want to...
Get that tissue and then, like, throw it in the corner and...
Benadryl, your best friend.
Yes, Benadryl, yeah. Just, like, let's spray your nostrils real quick, y'all, but hold on.
Some
straight
nasal
four,
spray.
Straight out the 409, 1090, you got the dagger. What it do?
Man, what's going on, man? It's your boy, Deshaun. I'm an R&B artist out of Port Arthur, Texas. And I just wanted to give you
what it do, boss man? Brand new to West Coast Wednesdays. What's up with you, though, man?
Oh, ain't nothing, man. Just trying to promote myself, man. I just dropped a mixtape, R&B mixtape. It's called The Love, Money, and Mystery Mixtape. And just want everybody, it's getting real big out there, man. I just want everybody to go check it out and go download. It's for free, datpiff.com, and just want some feedback, man.
Yes, sir. Like I said, one more time, let them know where they can find it. So, like I said, they can hear it, they can understand, and then we'll let them know where it's at. We can find out what's up with it.
That's a bet. Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. Anytime, we right here, man, every Wednesday, every Sunday.
All right,
actually,
no doubt,
every day on Bang Out Radio, but I mean, if you go and holler at me the dagger, then it's every Wednesday and every Sunday. But we got something going every night, so no, like I said, holler at us.
Okay, that's
and
the
birthday
holler. Yes, sir.
Okay.
But yeah, y'all. So we're going to get in Dagger's double play. And fuck it, we're just going to get into it straight like this.
All right. The dagger. I got to put my heart on this one, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Got a problem with that? Fuck you, alright? For real.
Serious.
This shit right here fucked me up, alright?
Alright.
So,
I can express that shit.
Deal with it.
So here we go.
Gotta keep it pushing.
Yeah.
What's love gonna do about it?
I don't know what I'm doing, but I know the path I'm choosing.
Right.
I lost a lot in life.
You
didn't plan on losing. But here I am, a better man, and yet I stand alone. I am a king, you were my queen, but then you went and left the throne. I can't believe it, but so be it. Now it's over, dead and done. Could have fought it out together, but you rather turn and run. Begging isn't what I do with you, I did a lot of things. Still cussing, yelling, fighting.
Damn.
I pay the rent, I buy the food, I get the drink, I buy the weed. But now the times are getting hard, I guess there's more you really
what else?
Need. In the streets 5 days a week, I can't hate, she kept me straight. She told me straight out to my face.
I'm going out, I got a date.
I turn my head and walk away to smile while you walking
fun.
Now I'm thinking in my head, I should
choke this bitch and knock her out.
That's some crazy shit, I know, but hey, these feelings fuck me up. Be glad my mama raised me right, so I'll just chuck these deuces up. Can't even sleep, laying in my bed alone, and all I do is count the sheets. I will no longer weep, you have my heart, don't win it back. All I got is self-esteem, and sorry, I can give you that. I wanted you to tie me down, instead you chose to set me free. You said,
I'll always have your back.
You should have never lied to me, cause now I'm just a psychopathic lyricist. That broken heart is screaming,
fuck the world and all those idiots.
Yeah, she got me started, dearly departed, now the death would be an easy route. Gotta live my life without you, thought we had it figured out. Tried to talk, you chose to walk, told me I ain't worth the thought. I gave you everything I had to give, plus the shit I bought. Now that's just wasted money, it ain't funny, I ain't laughing. Now you out there talking shit, not telling folks what really happened. Had a ring, you had a home, you let a bitch come fuck it up. Believe in every lie she told you, made you chuck the deuces up.
Later.
Yeah.
Serious, man. I never wanted to get like this.
Better.
Some real shit.
No more time to make
I ain't got a lot of nobody for nobody. A bunch of bullshit. But what? Don't deal with it anyway. I gotta keep pushing, right? Don't nobody else give a fuck, so I got to.
I got so much to say, got even more I gotta do. Instead of worrying about your ass and who's fucking you.
Damn.
But hey, that ain't my biz, I'm kinda sauce and steal the fire. Told me there was no one higher, waiting, got a new supplier. Yeah, I used to be a liar, made a change, I had to grow. Opened up my heart and soul,
and now
you wanna let me go.
Damn.
So you can go and do whatever, moving on to something better. Left me once, left me twice,
third time, that's forever.
I never wanted this, enough's enough, you got me pissed. You ain't making shit.
But still,
talking, throwing, breaking shit,
you're stupid.
Whoa. Hold up, nah, I still won't call you out your name.
Nah.
Nothing like them other bitches. Why you wanna act
Why?
The same?
Why?
This is just my pain, cause I can't lie, she fucked
Listen.
Me up. She told the cops I fucked her up.
Then what they do?
They locked me up. I could've fucked you up, but nah,
I
say that's over Jerry
Either.
Springer.
Fuck you, Dagger.
Fuck you too,
Whatever.
Deuces. Two middle fingers.
Yeah. And there you have it.
Still hurts like a motherfucker, but fuck it. Deuces.
Niggas paying cash, that's what
all your county money. Acting mad when you the reason that your son or daughter hungry. You ain't getting nothing from me. Dagger doesn't need the drama. You can't be my girl if you some other niggas, baby. Mama doesn't fit. Must have quit. Dagger doesn't fuck with it. That's just like buying luggage with some other niggas closing it. I know I talk a lot of shit. That's the way the dagger fit. Other niggas like to lie.
Me?
Rather keep it real. I can clown a bitch for days in many ways. But here's the truth. You bitches give me ammo. They get mad when I decide
you hear me.
Better duck and cover.
Dagger's here.
I'm holding nothing back. I'm killing every gold digging crazy stalking ghetto rat. I done played the fool before. Never will I play again. If you don't want me talking shit, then stop the shit you're doing. Yeah. Got me laughing too. They claim they true but really fake. I know respect, they love to hate.
Scared to fight,
bargain tight. Gotta pay to get a date.
That ain't straight.
But you ain't either. Tell the truth. Let them know you just another undercover brother. So
I said you are.
Staring at my testicles, you faggot. Ain't no homos here. I will never.
No.
I hate the Cleveland Cavaliers. These other niggas dropping checks and pay for every bitch they see. Y'all got it backwards, homie. Check the dagger. Look, they paying me. I ain't even pimping. They just like the way the dagger motor. Told you I'm a
Jedi.
Wave my hand, they hand it over. Niggas getting slower, slower. Broke, angry, never happy. Way too many little niggas born and raised without a daddy. So they join a gang, playing weed, work, carry heat. Now you a killer.
Shoot a nigga.
What he do?
Cross the street,
sit deep, can't sleep. Niggas getting killed for nothing, but y'all never listen. If y'all did, then y'all would learn some. Consequences, repercussions, gotta choose a trust as well.
Nigga.
You can live, you can die, you can go to jail. Me, I know I'm gonna die at any time. That's how it is, so now the dagger's gonna live. Worry free, zero kids. If you got them,
you're a problem.
You don't want raw dog and hoes. Eating in these bitches, now she pregnant, and you know it's yours. Climb up out the pussy, bust a nut in any other place. Back ass titty, put it down her throat on her face. But you rather leave it in, so now the dagger's gotta clap. Cause niggas getting bitches pregnant just so they can hang around. If you know you better let her. You the only one, she fucking other niggas too. The loyalty for anybody, everybody does it so. Glad I got my pieces, if I didn't, I would kill myself.
Tiffany and I have room.
What? Who the hell is she?
She's the woman I'm going to have sex with tonight.
Oh, and don't worry about getting me pregnant. I'm already pregnant.
Tina, what's the matter with you? You can't just have sex with some random woman.
Why the hell not?
Because we're married.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't remember marrying anybody. Why the hell would I commit to having sex with one person for the rest of my life?
Because we love each other. That's part of being a family. It means being responsible and faithful.
Well, that doesn't sound very fun.
Well, if that's how you feel, then we no longer have a family.
Well, I'm glad you said it. But this is my house, and I'm not going anywhere.
You don't have to. I'm leaving, and I'm taking the kids with me.
That's a beautiful necklace you're wearing, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Is that what you do when you save by the bell money?
We're back. Hump Nights. West Coast Wednesdays. The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. And if you're just joining us, we've been talking about porn all motherfucking day. And let me bring back in the panel for the night. We got Ashton Martin still checked in.
Yo, take off.
Still here, still hanging out. Got my man Mystery Boy still connected.
You knew it. I'm in this building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My nigga Mac, straight out of Oklahoma. We still good? Hold on. Press the button. Let's try this again. Bam, we still good? Mac.
Yeah,
every
man.
Time I check back in, you sound like you just more, even more fucked up. Like,
man,
pass that shit,
every time we come back on the tracks, nigga, you sound more fucked up. I'm jealous. That's how you should be. So nothing wrong with that.
Smug boy.
Yes, sir. And Shorty Doo-Wop, we still good? Shorty?
Shorty.
I said, I'm still pleading the fifth over here. My phone was muted.
Oh, okay. You're still pleading the fifth. Okay. See, but maybe we can get you talking on this one. We're just going to go down the line. Now, first, Ashtamar, I want everybody real quick. What's the number one thing about porn right now that's pissing you off? Like, what goes, either something that goes on in the movie, something you've seen, you know, a daily routine in the porn. What about porn pisses you off when you watch it? Ashton.
Shit. I don't know. I love the whole scenery. You know what I'm saying? Shit, nothing really pisses me off about shit. I'm just against midget porn.
Midget porn? Oh, no midget porn. Wait. Hold on. What's wrong with the midgets? Wait. Midget guys fucking regular girls. Midget girls fucking regular guys. Two midgets. You got to be more specific. You know what I mean? That's just midgets. Period. Just midgets don't work for you.
Y'all ever seen a midget stripper?
I don't like white midgets. I don't like white midget dudes fucking black tall girls.
Okay. All right, for sure. Point blank, period. All right. Mystery, what's pissing you off about porn nowadays?
I don't know. I got to think on that one.
Okay, we're going to bring it back. We're going to bring it back. Mac, I know you get pissed off about certain shit. Nigga. What pisses you off about porn right about now?
What pisses me off? How you see the same fucking people.
No new talent. That's what it is. Okay.
You see the same dudes, fucking the same girls. Like, what the fuck is this shit?
Just different backgrounds, just different scenery, just different places, but same motherfuckers. Okay. New blood. We need some new blood in the porn industry. And then, Shorty, are you really going to play the fifth on this? This isn't a question you can answer? Because,
I mean,
Shorty.
I'm sorry, what?
Look, you're not even paying attention. That's how you feel? You just hurt my feelings.
Oh.
Well, you can at least answer this question. Since you hurt my feelings,
No, I have a good excuse. I put the baby in another room. She started to cry. I had to give her a pacifier. So.
Okay, I understand. For the kids, I'll let that ride. For the kids, it's okay. So that's cool.
You can't hear the conversation.
But what about porn pisses you off? Anything about porn pissing you off, even though you claim you don't watch it? You know, I put the quotation marks in the air over here, but, I mean.
Honestly, unless as far as the entertainment aspect goes, you know, if it's a girl doing it, cool, you know, with something. But, you know, I just don't like anal. I don't like to see none of that. I don't like to see no anal to mouth, none of that. Ugh.
Okay. No poo hole plugging, huh? Okay. Now, what I don't like personally, I don't like the guys that be talking too much. You know what I mean? They just be running their mouth and da 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 throughout the whole thing. Like, yeah, you like that?
What I don't like about real life when guys do that, trying to be like the porno. That's horrible.
That's what I be saying. But then, you know, it's twisted, though. To me, you know, here's the weird part about that. Now, when I get mine, some girls be telling me to talk dirty to them, and I be like, I don't know what you want me to say. Like, because like I said, with me, there's no gray area. It's like, she like, talk dirty to me. Oh, you a fucking stupid bitch. Like, that, I don't think that'll work, will it? Like, that's why I don't ever really, because like I said, there's no mid-ground. I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, that feels good, or, ooh, I'm not going to do all that. I'm going to be like, I'm going to go to Ghetto Gaggers. I'm going to go to what I know. You know what I mean? Like, and then I may slap her or something, and it's not going to work out. I don't think it's going to be good. Well, hold on, y'all. We got one more call we're going to bring in real quick. 253-0640. You got Dagger. What it do?
What's good?
Wait, what's good? Who we got?
Sherelle.
Miss Cherry checking in the building. What's up with you, Ma?
No, negative on that, soldier. I said Sherelle.
Sherelle. Oh, excuse me. Wrong person. One of the original Dagger Beauties of the week. What's up, Ma? How you doing?
Shit, laying in bed, watching TV, trying to get my daughter to go to school.
Okay, well, before you go to sleep, you got to check in on this. So what's pissing you off about porn right now?
People talk too damn much.
Yeah, see, we'd agree. Okay, so see, there we go. Right. People, that motherfuckers have read in their damn mouth.
Fuck the talk and just get into it, really.
Okay, okay. So that's the one thing you would change about it right now?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Now,
and
what's
get
awesome
more
thing?
Rough with it.
More rough, see? See what I mean, y'all? You see on that rough, see, like, now when is too rough too rough? Because like I said, if any of y'all go watch the shit that I'm talking about, that's some rough shit. But I don't think I could do that to the average girl.
Trust and believe, I've seen it.
Girls
like that shit, man. For me, I promise.
Right.
I know that shit.
Well, girls be in all type of shit, huh? Like,
if you don't do that shit, bitches go back to their home girls like, man, that nigga's a problem.
Right. Go back to their ex.
Call me, I'll put that on everything I love, man.
But nothing that pisses me off right now about porn, too. I don't like it. Y'all tell me what y'all think of this, because we got artists here. You know, we got music artists and people that listen to music. What is up with these porn stars that think they could be rappers? Am I the only one that's, is this something that...
nigga Brian Pumper be cracking me up, man.
But not just him. You know who started? Heather Hunter started it. Did you ever see her video that she tried to do when she tried to rap? Remember Heather Hunter? Anybody ever see that video?
Yeah.
That shit, then Brian Pumper asked, and then Brian Pumper actually trying to call beef with people that he shouldn't even be trying to bring up. And now Pinky got a fucking video talking
shit,
about
man.
Show Me the Cash. Have y'all seen Pinky's fucking video?
Yeah.
Who?
Pinky.
I said Pinky.
Oh, nigga, you know, that's one of the well, shit. Pinky got fans.
I don't give a fuck with nobody, man.
Oh, no, she'll get it. I mean, let's not get that twisted. But I'm just saying that for her to have a fucking video, this is shit that pisses me off. Because, I mean, the music is not, like I said, we do music. So it's like just because you do porn doesn't mean that you can fucking do music. I mean, you can't just step into this type of shit. At least I don't believe you can. You can't just step into music from porn of all places. Like, what the hell? But... like I said, people are always going to do what they want to do. People are always going to be doing dumb shit, and that's just something else that I don't agree with. So porn stars need to stay doing porn. Music needs to stay where it is. Actually, I can see a rapper doing porn, but I can't see a porn star doing rap. You know what I mean? It's like a one-way street. You're going the wrong way. Like, and if I'm the only one that thinks that, like I said, I guess that's just me. But we're going to get into this Whitney Coleman
kinda
right
like,
here, y'all.
Kind of like McDonald's selling burritos.
Yeah, it's something wrong.
I feel you.
There's something wrong.
What the
hell? But
we're
gonna get into this Whitney Coleman, y'all. Not that girl. Let's go.
I love that style. I love those lips. Then use the perfect stone, girl. Can I see you? I mean, cause you so fly, funny girl. Use a trip. But my bags is packed, so yeah, I'm ready for it. You see, at first it was all about passion, laughing, and satisfaction attracting. You different, so I'm begging you, please. Cause I see you, and you see me. And I'm willing to sacrifice if it makes us a we. Nah, I mean, baby.
Here we are, face to face, talking about what to play. You said you wanted to chill that day. But I said no, I had a show to play. But there you were, by the phone, at your plate, all alone. Was on the stage, like shining on me. Then a knock at your door, but this chick wasn't me. Cause I'm
feels like I don't hear you. But turn around and you'll see that I'm near you. I know you heard the pimp lies about the women I done been through. It's true, but the wedding dress is for you, I assure you. You say my love is skin deep, but I say I adore you. And when you say uh-uh, I just tell you I amore you. I know I ain't the man that your daddy would have for you, but I got a heart and it's just turning more blue, more blue.
Before I let you go, I think that you should know. You said you want to be friends, 'cause I'm not the type of girl. And no, don't you take it back, let's leave exactly where it's at. You said you want to be friends, but man, I'm more than just that girl.
Care which one she uses.
What are you babbling about, sir?
We are proper gentlemen, and we wish for your daughter to use her hand upon us. We have asked you for her hand in the manner of proper gentlemen.
Yeah, so you have to now. That's the rule.
You want my daughter, my sweet little angel, to perform... Oh, God, you sick little back! I will kill you!
Can I have her hand now?
Hey, buddy.
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Shout out to Summer Azul. Man, I love how she sounds on that. We back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. Bang out radio. Yeah, we got my nigga Ashton Martin still hanging in. Hold on, got to bring in the panel. There's one. Bam, Ashton. As you already know, see, that's my man's trademark. I already know that, because that's what I'm saying. It's like L.A. West Coast all day, all right. Like, when you hear that, you already know who you dealing with. You already know who you fucking with. My nigga Mac, still out in Oklahoma, boo, and he's chilling. Still good? Nigga, how fucked up are you now?
Yeah,
hold on.
Good,
okay.
All right.
Let's keep it going. Shawty still hanging in the building. Hold on, ma'am. Wait for it. There she is. Shawty?
Yes.
All right, we got you in here. And then one of the original beauties of the week, Shira Mustin. Are you still here, chilling? Still here?
You already know.
All right, we all in the building. So now, and this is it, we lost my boy Mystery. Shout out to boy Mystery, man. Like I said, if you want to get back, go ahead and call in. If not, man, know you got work to handle, know you got business, man. Shouts out all day. And also, before we get back into a quick little convo, I want to make sure y'all also get your blunts, get your bongs, get your zigzags, whatever you smoking on, whatever you lighting up. Make sure you get that ready, because we're going to get to the smoke session next, okay? Now, we're going to see how honest people are going to be right now. Now, who has their own personal porn collection? And when I say personal, I don't mean shit you collected, like videos or things like that. I'll talk about own personal collection. Who has some secret X-Files? Ashton, you got some X-Files?
Actually, you know what? I don't, but I got a gang of pictures saved in my phone from, you know what I'm saying? A whole bunch. But that's all I have, man.
Okay,
I don't have any personal memory.
That's okay. That's cool. There's still light. That could be good. There's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, you get a lot of collections. You just got to get your angles right. Make sure you got light in the picture. I mean, you see some bomb-ass pictures. There's nothing wrong with that. My nigga Mac, now, this is a dumb question, but I'm going to ask anyway. Mac. See, I only say it's a dumb question because I know my listeners like my nigga right here. Like I said, we grew up on the same block and shit before the nigga moved out of state and everything. But let me ask this. Are there any new X-Files? Let me ask that.
Yeah, man. Actually, yeah. Yeah, you know, my shit. I'm just saying, though, my shit's like HD with the light on. You know, I got everything.
You said HD or Blu-ray. That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
I turn the light on and everything. This is eyes be closed, nigga. I go in. You feel me? I'm saying. All right.
Now, ladies, now, Shorty. Shorty Doo-Wop. Come on. Like, we still pleading the fifth. You can't be hanging out over here. We pleading the fifth.
All
like right.
Look. All right. Well, first of all, you know he got more than HD. He got that 3D Evo over there. You know what I'm saying? Making his own pop-up videos. But
you know what's up, bro. Yeah, man.
Don't have any personal, but you know I have a lot of pictures as well, and I have a lot of videos. You know, can I keep the unsolicited ones? Because a lot of them look like nothing but little tiny cheese curls or something. So you know, you got to show them off to your friends and laugh at them later.
Okay, now is this the ones? I'm talking about like these ones you took of yourself, like in the mirror or something like that. Or
don't have me. Girls get unsolicited. We say, hey, can I have a picture of you from my phone? And what do you get? You get, like, you don't even have to ask. They send you a picture as soon as they, can I borrow your phone, call themselves, they send you a picture of the thing, and that's not cool. No,
we're not talking about that.
That's wrong, or whatever.
But we talking about, like, you know, your own personal ex-spouse, like maybe you, maybe one of your ex-boyfriends, or, you know what I mean, when y'all doing what y'all do, you know what I mean, do you, Is there evidence of it, I guess, in a sense?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. See how quick? See, come on now. It's okay. I'm gonna stop.
None of me. No. But you know what I'm saying? The guy is sure.
You the one taking the pictures. Look at you, player. I can respect that. I can respect that. It's cool. Like, yeah, that's cold, though. Niggas don't get no pictures, but she over here taking all the pictures. Like, nigga, nah, take that shit off, nigga. All right.
And I got people like that.
You
saying, go ahead.
Yeah, and Sherelle. Now, what about your personal place? Huh?
I used to have some videos, but not no more. I got to make some new ones.
Oh, okay. We got it, though. So the old collection's gone. It's time for some new shit.
You got to make some more, huh?
Yeah, you heard that too. I like it. Now, me, like I said, I'm not, God, I don't want to come off like, you know, I'm a bad person. But, I mean, I got a nice little personal collection. And this is only because
right here, man. Hold up, real.
No, man, don't.
Wow, wait, this nigga got a, hold on, man. I ain't gonna even go there.
Well, hold on, man. Go ahead. I'll let you. Like, this is my man right here. I don't want to come off like I'm.
I'm gonna give y'all one story though. Me and my man, this nigga called me and the homie over like, Boogie Woop, I got this little setup over here right now. I want y'all to come over here and videotape this shit. We in the other room, like, fucking, like, I don't know how many feet away, like, 50 feet away, videotaping this nigga, man. And how old was we?
Nigga, we was ditching
school. I don't even know how
shit.
Old. We, like, on the camera, like, eating KFC and shit, like, we saying our name, like, finger licking, talking shit, like, videotaping this nigga in the other room. It was stupid.
Just done, you know, like I said, I've always been, I guess I've always been like, what is it called?
No idea.
I don't want to say a voyeur. I don't know if that's the right term for it, but I just honestly didn't give a fuck. And then at a given
time, blinding as fuck.
Yeah, that's just how I was.
Funny on that.
And I always seem to come across the girls that didn't give a fuck either. I mean, I don't know how. I mean, that's just how it was. And then me personally, myself, I don't know, maybe I was a little narcissistic at the time. Because like I said, at first, y'all, here's where it really stemmed from. At first, like I said, my nigga would tell you, I used to be the fat nigga, like the big one, you know what I mean? Like, nigga, motherfuckers wasn't fucking with me like that. But, you know, but then a nigga lost a little weight and everything. Bitches started noticing a nigga like, hey, whoop or whatever. And, you know, at the time, I felt like I had some catching up to do, and on top of that I didn't feel like nobody would believe me either. So I wanted to have, I wanted to be like, yo, look, nigga, look what I was doing. Look at like.
So, I promise you.
The what happened?
10, nigga, whatever you thinking, like you took time, you multiplied that shit.
Yeah, man, my shit is crazy.
Once
like
all that shit happened, you went ham. You went so ham, nigga. Overkill, nigga.
Because
straight
I did that. I went from there, and then like I said, I went to college, and then when I was in college, I was in school, I did a whole lot of shit out there, and then also, like I said, I don't know what it is, I don't know, I think I just got a problem, I just think, because it's always funny, because when I shoot videos, I just like thinking I'm better than other things, like when I look at pornos, and it's like, okay, like I can do
that
better than that.
Northridge
I can do
video.
Better than that, like, or it's like,
that
I like
party
that.
Party of Northridge should have been a fucking video, I tell you.
And there is a lost video out there of me somewhere, y'all. Like I said, we had a party. My 21st party. We had it in there, like niggas super turned up. But we had the VIP room in the back. We had got some house out in the valley, man. But the VIP room was cracking, and I don't even remember it because that's how fucked up I was. But there's a video out there of it. Like somebody got it, but. I don't know, y'all. Like I said, I'm not trying to say that I'm a bad person, but I'm just curious to see what's the reason for having videos. See, me personally, it's just, I don't know if it's a little narcissistic. I'm trying to be honest here, but at the same time, I like porn, and just like, if I'm going to do porn, I might as well do my own, because I know what I'm going to like.
Oh,
I know what angle.
Oh, it's just entertainment.
I love a woman that's confident with herself. And like most,
see, me,
like
I
all
like
porn star, all porn star girls are like super confident with themselves. You know what I mean? Like, I love that shit. That's one thing that made me watch it. Like, I'll roll up a blunt and I'll just sit here and smoke and I'll be watching porn, you know what I mean? Nothing. I'm serious. Like, I'm serious as fuck.
No, that's it. Because I mean, but yeah, and that's what I be trying to get into with the videos. It's like you try to make the video like that. Like I've seen, and then that's another thing that I'm kind of into personally. And I was almost about to take that shit over before I was like, okay, let me do music. I was there was a time in my life when I was like, okay, do I want to be the porn star, like you know, the amateur porn star, or do I want to be the music person? Because there was a time when I was at that road because. Like I said, that's why I have so many videos, and that's why I've been doing it so much, because there was a time when I was on the website when I would load up my videos, and I had fans. It was like a Facebook for personal videos, and I had all kind of fans. People was willing to send me tickets to come out to their cities to come get some and shit, to make videos and movies and shit. And I was like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? And they was going to – and then you get enough friends, see, I was loading up my videos – and I was charging people to watch them, and motherfuckers was dropping. That shit got me through school. So I was like, but then I was like, nah, like.
Off the chain, man. This shit real, man.
But it's just crazy. Now I'm saying, that's me. Like I said, not in that, and then, but there are those people out there that's just doing even way, way more other outrageous stuff. I came across, I fucked like 3 porn stars personally myself. One, I knew it was one before I started fucking her, so I was like, okay, whatever. The other one, I didn't know when she started being a porn star, whether it was I was with her, whether she did it before or after, because I found out that she was doing porn after I stopped fucking with her, so I don't know what happened to that one. And then the other one tried. I didn't know when I started fucking with her, but was trying to downplay the situation. Like, man, I've only done a couple of photo shoots, you know, a couple of magazines, whatever. Then you do some research on that bitch, find out she's been in like more movies. You know what I mean? She got her own little fucking collection. Like, you ain't gotta lie. If you that's what you're gonna do. My thing is, if you're gonna be a hoe or if you're gonna do that, be the best you can be, in whatever you choose to be.
Yeah.
Be the best.
I agree. Pay your taxes.
If you're going to be a hoe, if you're going to be a porn star, if you're going to go make money off your money, whatever you're going to do, be the best and don't let nobody tell you different. But where we have problems is when you go that route and then you try to get mad, or you try to get mad when somebody calls you a hoe, or you try to get mad when somebody calls you out. If you're going to do that, embrace it. You know what I mean? Be like, yes, I am. Fuck it. That's all I'm saying.
Be proud of yourself, basically.
Thank you. Whatever you're doing, be proud. That's like I said, I can't judge you. I'm not gonna judge you. I don't know what other people are gonna do. Dagger's not gonna judge you. Like I said, as long as you ain't fucking with me.
I respect everybody. I mean, you know what I mean? A job is a job. You feel me? I mean, you gotta keep point blank.
Real quick, let me ask this. Now, do you think here's what I also feel though, but I mean, once you do porn, then that just makes you, I mean, you can't turn away from that. You know what I mean? Once you've done it, then you're classified. I mean, am I wrong or am I right?
You're right.
Okay.
It's always going to be with you, regardless.
No matter what. Okay. So that's a lifetime thing. So even if you've done one movie, that means, bitch, you still whatever and everything. Like I said, the one girl I didn't know where she started or before or after, man, I saw like 3 videos, and she was on the cover. You know, she was the poster bitch on the front of the box. Like, like, wow. But then it does explain a lot. You come to think of it, like, yeah, she did have it. You know, she was a professional. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you ain't had your dick sucked by a professional, like a pro, like she sucks dick for a living, you don't know what you're missing. Like I said, I'm just sorry. I'm not trying to downplay anybody's head game or anything like that, but professional dick suckers and fuckers that do this and that do that know what the fuck they're doing. I'm just going to leave it like that. But we're going to get to the smoke session, y'all. So light it up, and we're going to let Andre Arnaz start it off, y'all, full of smoke.
That's half. And I'm so that what they say is true. And I'm so beat that, beat that blue black. San Jose, my new Jack City. Who's bad? Yeah, promethazine, all shit, wrong line. But I ain't tripping America online. I'm in the club all night and you be on my mind when I leave that motherfucker so fly. Damn, girl, you make it, boy, I wanna float by. One hit of you and I'm gonna feel right. I don't need that chick that be nagging. All I need is you, baby, unravel that bag and get up in that blunt and let me puff you. I know I hate you, I know I love you, but everybody say that you is bad, but baby you so good, Michael Jackson, yeah. But it sounds great, and now your girl wanna date. I smoke that skunk, I'll invite your girl over just to roll my blunts up. Cause she don't really smoke, but she loves me. And I'm a monster, beats by Andre. 3 stacks for the outfit, nigga, please. I'd rather blow it on some trees, blow it off my knees. Blow the window open if you fuck with me. I drop the top back on that new fucking G. Hey, we blow it off in the wind, and I'm so high, baby girl, I think I'm flying.
Blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all time that Sourdough and OG Cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That Blue Dream and Mr. Cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That Sourdough and OG Cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but
what you want? Sativa, Indica. One have you turned down, the other have you turned up. They both bomb, but that platinum, I had you stuck. I took one hit of the blunt and I start rapping like I was drunk. Close to 500 an ounce, that's what I'm talking about. I been had the keys to this game, probably lock you out. Blowing on that Bubba Kush hash, that'll knock you out. In the S5, windows up, hot boxing it out. I live my life like it's 420 every day. I blow a half an ounce a day, I hope I keep the doc away. Closer to my dreams, I'm getting higher than Guapole. Blowing on this train wreck, I hope it don't wreck my day. Only smoking and coughing, I can't feel my face. I swear the skywalker make me feel like I was out of space. Blowing on this fruit, lemon kush, pineapple grape. If you know me, then trust me when a nigga
say, I got that bomb, boy. I'm high all the time, that Blue Dream and Master Kush, it got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that Sourdough and OG Kush, it got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that Blue Dream and Master Kush, it got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that Sourdough and OG Kush, it got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but
shocking, or what's going on, what am I gonna have to hear about? And then, you know, like, I mean, that's the build up. and then it gets to the point where he either sees, because I don't know, somebody, I pissed it to somebody the other day. I was going to talk about this, but it's like they think it might be too graphic to show the kid the video, and then do you warn the kid about the video first? So that part, I don't know. I think it'll be better if you don't warn the kid. That's what I'm saying. You got to wait till they're like 18, 19, so they're not, they won't get psychologically damaged, but you'll get a nice proper reaction, I think. And then you'll get the aftermath, and you follow what happened. Do they flip out on their moms? What do they say? Is this a good idea? I think I can make some money off this. I think there's some money here. Opinions? No opinions? Nobody?
Oh no, that's kind of fucked up.
That'd be
messed up.
But they're exploiting bums, they're exploiting hoarders, they're exploiting those motherfuckers down in the country that be fishing with their hand. They're exploiting everybody. So that's what I'm saying. I mean,
shit, if they can do 16 and pregnant, why not?
But this ain't gonna be on no regular TV. This is gonna be on like whatever, you know, whatever TV show or whatever station we can show this type of shit on. But I mean, it's not gonna be on regular TV. That's what I'm saying. It's gonna be on some other shit. But that's what I feel. I feel they got everything else. I feel they got everything else. What's wrong with my show? I think my show would make some money. I think it would. It'll be interesting. I just would want to see the kids' reactions. Like, could you imagine being that kid, like, and then, but you're looking at yourself in the stomach of your mama while she's getting fucked in the porn movie. Like, I think that would be some funny
it's
shit.
Horrible, man.
I think that would be some funny
it's
shit.
Fucked up in so many ways.
And then I can't have the mother and the child looking watching it together, so she could be like, you know what, though, trying to explain it.
So high.
All right, y'all. Okay, I guess. Like I said, I think it'll make some money. But we're gonna let my people get their shout out real quick before we close. Ashton Martin, man. Anybody want to say what's up to? Let's roll out, man. Say.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and shout out shortyproductions.com. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out Tanisha Sam. Shout out Team Ashton Martin, man. My whole street team, man. My whole entourage, man. Full of the shooters. You know what I'm saying? My supporters, man. Just keep watching out, man. Great thing popping. Small shit dropping. You feel me? We out
there.
Take off.
There it is. Mac, man, get your shout out. Anybody want to say something to real quick?
Oh, shit, man. You know, first off, my nigga Dagger, man. He doing his thing, you feel me?
Good looking.
My dude Fry, you know what I mean? I love that nigga, man. All my niggas on the West Coast, you know what I mean? I'm out here in Oklahoma. I'm holding it down. I'm good, though. I'm good.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Miss Shorty, Shorty Doo-Wop, any shout-outs? Anybody want to say what's up to real quick?
Just everybody here, you know what I'm saying? Y'all been fun. Give me a lot of laughs, especially that drunk guy. And definitely Ashton and the Hoax.
Thank you. And then Shorty, anytime, like I said, save the number, lock it in your phone. Anytime on Wednesday, anytime on Sunday, holla at us, man. We ain't doing shit but kicking it and kicking some shit. So next time you're out, not plead the fifth too much, but feel free to come back anytime, all right?
All right.
And then Sherelle, any shout-outs, any goodbyes you want to say to anybody?
Yeah, Topaz for creating the show and you for hosting the show.
Straight to the point. That's what I like, y'all. So thanks for hanging out with me tonight. This has been West Coast Wednesdays Hub Nights. We'll be right back. Not right back. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Like I said, they don't tell them what we'll be on next week. Also, don't forget Slap Sundays, 7 to 9, same place, where we kick all kind of shit and figure out what the fuck is going on with people. Like I said, we get through the humps over here, and then on Sunday we try to start off the week the right way. So I got y'all covered on both ends where I think y'all might need me the most. So that's where I'm at. We're going to ride out with this Charlie, y'all, not home. See y'all next week.
Bodies burning and yearning because.
something.